very much. It's a pleasure to have you on the line. Lucy Kaplansky has a new record out called The Lucy Story, unreleased in rare tracks, 1976 through 2023. When did you record God Will?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it was around 2012. Mm. I can't, honestly, I don't remember. Okay. It was an outtake from an album. I'm forgetting which album it was. So it was a while ago.
Yeah.
And it came out really well, but it just, I guess I didn't need another slow song on the album. Huh. So it just sort of sat in the archives until now.
So when you go to record an album, Lucy, how many songs do you prepare for a record? Are there a bunch and then you whittle away at them? Or do you say, I got 12 songs, it's going to be 12 songs?
I guess I end up probably having more than that to see what works. And it's also what works with the band, because I typically have recorded with a band. And if it's just sort of not working, maybe abandon it. But yeah, I mean, you definitely need to have more songs than less to make sure you have enough.
Yeah. Do you ever get like in the studio and complete a record and while you're working, something else creeps into your psyche and you start writing a tune and then right on the spot, because of the magic in the studio, you got a brand new song?
That hasn't happened to me, but I have, I definitely have written a couple of songs that were just very last minute, kind of either while we were making the album or just before.
Huh.
And I liked them enough to put on the album. But I don't think I've ever been able to just write something while recording. Recording is pretty all-consuming.
It is. And it's a tedious process, and you end up listening to yourself over and over and over. And it's kind of amazing. I had a chat with Dr. John one time and asked him what he's listening to. And he said, well, I'm listening to me. And I thought, like, well, that's weird. And he said, no, it's not. I'm recording an album. And the only thing I'm listening to is me recording. If I hear anything else, it ruins everything. So I kind of got
it. Well, I don't know about that, but definitely you have to listen a million times. That's for sure. Like I remember every single note from every album because I listened to it so many times.
Wow. And then when it's done and you get a final copy, do you listen to it?
Yeah, like a million times. I mean, I'm happy to say I actually really like listening to my albums. I really do.
Cool.
So, I've listened to them long after they're recorded because I enjoy listening to them.
Well, that's a wonderful thing and a great accomplishment then to be happy with the artwork you create.
It is. It is. And ultimately, that's really what you have to go for because you never know how other people are going to feel about it. But at least if you like it, that's kind of everything.
Well, these songs from the Lucy Story are rare and unreleased rare tracks that you've recorded or had around from your career. Are you going to be playing this music live?
Yeah, some of it for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
I've been playing some of the songs live. And mostly, I mean, a lot of them I've been playing in my shows for years. They just hadn't ever made it to an album.
Oh,
so
cool.
For sure. So like that one song you just played, God Will, I play that a lot in my shows. It's a lot of love it song.
Yeah. And a beautiful version of It Makes No Difference with Richard Jindal.
Oh, what a great song. Robbie Robertson had just passed away and we were, Richard and I were playing at Tarrytown Music Hall. And I said, why don't we do, I just always loved that song.
Yeah.
And we didn't even really get to rehearse it. So it was kind of a miracle that it came out as well as it did.
Well, I guess both of your love for the song and the emotion of, well, what it's all about and the passing inspired you. It's great.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, it's one of those moments where you're going to give it all or it could fall on your face and you won. So,
yeah, exactly. And luckily we didn't fall on our faces. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you've worked a bunch with Richard throughout the years and he's a great guy. He's been here in the studio, and we've had some amazing times together. One time I introduced both you and Richard, part of the Pine Hill Project at the Clearwater Festival, and it poured. Man, did it rain, and they shuttled us into a little trailer, and we got to like hang out while the storm passed in this trailer,
right.
And it was a really fun event, but hanging out with both of you was really fun. You both wanted to move to Red Hook by the end of the conversation, which I thought was kind of incredible.
Oh, yes. Beautiful up there. Right.
So anytime, Lucy, anytime you want to come by and visit us in Red Hook, you're always welcome.
I'm in the neighborhood, for sure.
Oh, that'll be great. We'd love to have you. Now, Lucy Kaplansky is performing at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival all 3 days, the 25th, 26th,
yes,
and 27th. What do you have in store for the people? Are they Lucy solo 3 days, or do you have special guests, or what's going to go on?
I think I'm doing a solo set, and I'm going to have Mark Dan playing bass with me.
Oh, cool.
Who actually also produced and engineered this album. I've known him for 45 years.
Wow.
And then I think the rest is going to be kind of workshops. And I know one of them is a Brian Wilson sort of tribute.
Wow.
Where everyone's going to do one Brian Wilson song. That's kind of all I know right now. So usually it's like one. Oh, and then I'm going to be in the Friday Night Song Swap.
Oh, cool.
With my friends, the Kennedys and Joe Jenks.
Oh,
so that'll
that
be
should be a lot of fun. I love the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. It's a great collaboration of artists and community. The people who are there are there because they love music and they get to enjoy nature at its best and just hang out, which is a cool thing.
Yeah.
And we need a lot more of that. We need a lot more of people getting together and chilling together and enjoying the same thing. Being in concert is a great reason to get together. So
yeah,
you're going to be part of the magic of the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival.
And it is magical. Yeah,
it is. And well, to volunteer yourself to play 3 straight days. I mean, of course, there's money involved and it's a fun event, but to do it for 3 days, that's a commitment, and you are committed to the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been there before in many incarnations.
I have.
And it's a cool thing. So now that the Lucy story is out, what's coming up with Lucy?
Right now, just more gigs. I'm kind of not a ton of gigs this summer, but then it's really going to heat up for me in the fall, which is really kind of the way it always is. So just lots and lots of gigs and trying to write songs and eventually put out another album, but I don't know when eventually is.
Well, no pressure from us. Keep up the good work, and we appreciate all that you do and contribute to the face of music. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. When we get new recordings or have the opportunity to see Lucy Kaplansky live, and she's going to be at Falcon Ridge 3 straight days. So that's the 25th, 26th, and 27th in Goshen, New York, FalconRidgeFolk.com for tickets and further info. Lucy, how can folks stay in touch with you or social media?
Yeah, well, my website is LucyKaplansky.com, and I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky. So if you guys out there are on any of those, please follow me or like me, and you'll get lots of, well, certainly I always post where I'm playing, but lots of other stuff, photos of my dog, photos of my vacations, photos behind the scenes at gigs.
Cool.
Lots of stuff.
Well, it's summertime. Enjoy it. And it's great to hear that you got a couple of gigs, but you get to enjoy the summer and then really work hard come the fall. So all the best to you. Have a great time at the Falcon Ridge Folk Fest.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. I can't wait till next time, and I can't wait to see you at Falcon Ridge July 25th, 26th, and 27th. All the best to you.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
All right. Lucy Kaplansky, our guest. We are 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show.
Blending indie rock, blues, psychedelic rock, and Americana. Don't miss Metal Arc this September 12th through the